Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Ted Mone with update number 10 for the week of December 4th, 2006. Grab a cup of coffee because we have a lot to cover this week. In addition to our regular features and short snippets, we have an interview with Greg Seamus of Metalast covering the exciting T-Rex touring research and educational exhibit, plus an interview with Kyle Hankinson about the AESF Southeast Regional Conference scheduled for Orlando in the end of January. Let's get on with it by asking Kate to give us the list of industry events for the week.
Thanks, Ted. Here's the calendar of events for the week of December 4th. On December 2nd, the Silicon Valley branch of the AESF will be having their annual holiday party at Spin a Yarn Restaurant in Fremont, California. On December 4th, the Rockford branch of the AESF will be having a meeting at Radisson in Rockford, Illinois. The Milwaukee branch of the AESF will be having their Christmas party and sustaining members night on December 5th at the Porterhouse Restaurant in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here's the education chair, Brian Peterson, with some more information.
Hi, this is Brian Peterson with the Milwaukee AESF. All of our meetings, with the exception of one, our March meeting is going to be a plant tour. But otherwise, all of the meetings are held the first Tuesday of the month, and they're all held at the Porterhouse Restaurant in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is located very close to Milwaukee Airport. Our next meeting is going to be December 5th, and that's our sustaining members night and Christmas party. We're going to have a presentation from Tracy Kohler of Navista, also a presentation by Jolie Zach, who's the president-elect of the AESF.
Should be a big meeting. Hope to see a lot of people there. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Brian. Powder coating workshop sponsored by the Powder Coating Institute will be taking place December 5th and 6th at Wagner Systems, Inc. in Carroll Stream, Illinois. On December 5th through the 7th, Singapore Surface Finishing Society Symposium, SEIA 2006, Surface Engineering for Industrial Applications, will be held at the Rendezvous Hotel in Singapore. And on December 8th, the Bluegrass branch of the AESF will be having a meeting at the Lone Star Steakhouse in Lexington, Kentucky. For more information on these events, please click on the calendar located on the finishing.com homepage. Ted, back to you.
No industry is an island, so here's an observation from the front page of NationalGeographic.com today that we metal finishers may well appreciate. It apparently turns out that the secret to Stradivarius violins that the world has been worshipping for 300 years was not a special wood of tight ring formation only available due to a mini ice age, as was previously widely believed, but rather a special chemical treatment of the wood. Take that, chemophobes. Now here's Kate again with Greg Seamus.
Hi, this is Kate Miner. Today I'm speaking with Greg Seamus, Vice President of Marketing for Metalast International, to discuss their mobile education program, T-Rex. Hi, Greg. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thank you.
Tell us about T-Rex, what it means, how long it's been going on, and what it's about.
Sure. T-Rex stands for Touring Research and Educational Exhibits. Simply put, T-Rex is a mobile trade show that visits and hosts educational seminars to the Fortune 500 metal finishing and manufacturing industries daily. We launched T-Rex in October 2004, and with the exception of shutting down during the holidays, T-Rex is on the road and providing free seminars year-round. T-Rex is a 48-foot-long tractor-trailer truck that expands into a 36-seat state-of-the-art classroom. Also included in the classroom are two 50-inch plasma televisions, which are used for the video presentation, and a mock-up metal finishing line, complete with 23 tanks and an automated hoist. Although we actually don't process any parts during the seminar, the metal finishing line is synced in with the video presentation and simulates all the pre- and post-treatment steps used when metal finishing a part. During the 60-minute interactive seminar, attendees learn more about metal finishing processes, how to improve quality, reduce rejects, and provide product verification. Also, topics such as how to improve supply chain efficiency and productivity are discussed. We also introduce a wide range of products and cutting-edge technologies, including environmentally friendly and superior replacement to hexavalent chromates, which are now banned worldwide.
Who would benefit from a visit by T-Rex?
Those that would benefit most are the companies that work with, manufacture, or specify parts or products to be metal finished. Specifically, product and design engineers, quality control and assurance departments, product development, chemical and processing engineers, purchasing and vendor compliance departments, and senior-level executives. And, of course, anyone else interested in learning more about the metal finishing process and how to implement cutting-edge technologies that will not only bottom line, but will improve product quality, consistency throughout the supply chain.
Who are the co-sponsors of the T-Rex Tour?
Well, one of the main reasons why we can provide a free educational seminar is due to sponsors who help make T-Rex possible. Over the past 2 years, we've been fortunate to have some really great companies on board to make this happen. And they include Price Industries, who is a co-producer, M.E. Baker, Penguin Pumps, ASC Process Systems, Master Metal Polishing, and American Plating Power. Basically, a T-Rex sponsor signs up for a one-year tour, which is January to December, and as the T-Rex sponsor, these companies and their logo or their brand are in front of the hundreds and targeted companies and thousands of attendees yearly. Also, depending on their level of participation, sponsors are included in printed collateral materials and commercials played during the presentation.
Where did T-Rex tour so far?
Well, T-Rex travels throughout the United States, and for the most part, we try to schedule the tour with the calendar months and seasons in mind. For example, we visit the northern rainy and snow states during the summer months. Since October 2004, T-Rex has visited 30 states covering the entire U.S., close to 300 companies and over 3,000 attendees. We visit some of the largest companies covering many industries, including aerospace, automotive, marine, electronics, consumer, telecommunications, and medical. Some of the companies include Bell Helicopter, General Dynamics, Honeywell, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, The Boeing Company, Daimler Chrysler, Dana Corporation, General Motors, Applied Materials, Tyco Electronics, TaylorMade, and NASA, to name just a few.
Wow. And are there plans for a 2007 tour?
Yes, matter of fact, we'll be shutting T-Rex down for the holidays in 2006, and we'll start back up the second week in January 2007 in Dallas, Texas. We plan on traveling throughout the state of Texas before heading on to Arizona, then California, and up the west coast to Oregon and Washington, and we'll then work our way back to the Midwest by the end of 2007.
Now, how can people who are interested in T-Rex contact you for more information or to maybe request a visit?
Sure, you can call 1-888-782-8324, or you can visit us at www.trex.metalast.com. On the T-Rex website, not only can you request a visit from T-Rex, but you can take a look at the upcoming schedule, see pictures of facilities and location visited over the past 2 years. You can also view the entire list of companies visited. There is also detailed information on how to become a sponsor, as well as contact information.
Well, that sounds great, Greg. Well, thanks for telling us about T-Rex. Best of luck with it.
Yeah, we'd love to see you aboard T-Rex. Thank you.
This holiday season, don't forget to thank a soldier for your freedom and comfort. Xerox has set up a great site in support of our troops at www.letssaythanks.com, where you can pick a card design, type in your name and hometown and a brief message, and hit send. Xerox will print and mail a real physical greeting card to a soldier with your name and message. It's so simple, there really isn't any excuse. That URL again, www.letssaythanks.com. The aura of goodwill that permeates the holiday season just might make it the perfect time to land that new job, so listen up.
Looking for help or seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please visit our Help Wanteds. Our newest ad, posted on November 27th, features Pioneer Metal Finishing seeking a leader for their Monroe, Michigan division. This candidate must possess strong abilities to meet and set budgetary goals, coach and develop employees, and to lead all operational areas of the division consisting of production, quality, customer service, human resources, and shipping and receiving. For more information on all of our Help Wanted ads, please click on the Help Wanted button on the finishing.com homepage.
Thank you, Kate. My partner and the co-founder of finishing.com, Tom Palizzi, is presently on sabbatical as a full-time high school teacher in Trenton, New Jersey. Fame cheated Tom. He should be a household name for his pithy characterization of the internet, which even the wizards of Google had a hard time grasping. Tom described the internet as infinite demand at zero cost, zero demand at infinitesimal cost. And thus today, Google had to pull the plug on their Google Answers service, which was an attempt to charge internet users for answers. Despite their billions in resources, their string of successes, and their hundreds of millions of users, even Google couldn't make it work. Unfortunately, advertising is the only business model that has ever worked on the internet. Fed up as we all may be with advertising, if you enjoy Finishing.com and these podcasts, enthusiastically supporting our advertisers is the only way to keep us on the air. Now here's Kate again.
This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome Ascot Analytical Equipment Limited to the Testing Equipment and Services Directory. Located in the UK with a network of worldwide-based distributors and representatives, Ascot specializes in the manufacture of salt spray cabinets and cyclic corrosion test chambers. To learn more about Ascot, please click on the Testing Equipment and Services Directory located on the Finishing.com homepage.
On the line with us today is Kyle Hankinson of KCH Engineered Systems in Forest City, North Carolina. Kyle is a member of the steering committee for the NASF Southeast Regional Conference, which is scheduled for Orlando starting on January 28th. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Ted. Thanks for having me today.
So, Kyle, tell us briefly what the Southeast Regional Conference is about.
Well, the Southeast Regional is basically a conference that's put together by a group of active AESF branch members, branch officers in the Southeast, that were basically looking to essentially revitalize participation and involvement by the finishing industry in the Southeast. And considering all the fast-paced regulatory actions by OSHA and EPA, we really felt it was an opportunity to bring together experts and finishers in a fashion similar to the AESF week that was pretty successful in years past.
Oh, okay. I remember the annual AESF week, and I'm glad to see you bringing the tradition back this way. So who exactly is it who's sponsoring this event?
Well, the primary sponsor is going to be the National Association of Surface Finishing. It's the NASF, which is basically comprised, I think we all know by now, of AESF, NAMF, and MFSA, bringing all these associations together. And really, this is the first NASF event, and we're pretty proud of that fact. And we have had a considerable amount of support from headquarters, Tracy Kohler, and from all three groups in trying to publicize this event and get the word out to all three memberships to get some attendance at this. So yeah, the NASF is the primary sponsor, but the steering committee itself, put together by a number of branch officers in the Southeast, has put a lot of time and effort in bringing this conference together. We also have sponsorship by all three trade magazines, Product Finishing, Plating and Surface Finishing, and Metal Finishing Magazine, as well as Finishing.com. They've really put out a lot to publicize this event, and we feel like we'll have pretty good attendance. So we have sponsorship from all across the board.
Could you give us kind of an overall schedule of events, Kyle?
Yeah, the conference begins on Sunday, January 28th. There is a golf outing basically at 8 o'clock in the morning, followed up by a lunch buffet and then a cocktail party Sunday evening, along with the golf awards. When the actual technical sessions begin Monday morning, 8 a.m., I will start up with a opening remark and then begin with our speakers for the technical sessions. The compelling reason to come, though, is the AESF courses. So we've got three different AESF courses, a one-day course on salt spray, a two-day course on wastewater treatment, and then we also have a four-day course on electroplating and surface finishing with an optional CEF exam. And we all know that the CEF is a pretty prestigious certification within the industry, and it's a good opportunity for finishing folks to get out there and earn that award. The conference ends on Tuesday at noon.
You mentioned some technical sessions in addition to the AESF courses. Could you tell us a little more about them?
Yeah, we've been working pretty diligently on trying to get some good speakers for our technical sessions. The main theme these days has been environmental regulation. We've really been working with our folks at the GR program at the policy group. Christian Richter will be coming down to basically speak on the future of surface finishing as it relates to environmental regulation. And Peter Gallerani will be coming down as well to speak on some of the environmental updates and technologies that are available with the metal finishing industry, as well as some alternatives to chrome plating.
And is there an exhibit associated with this conference?
Yeah, absolutely, Ted. We anticipate over 30 to 40 different exhibiting companies, some as far north as Canada even. It's a real opportunity for the suppliers to share their latest products with the finishers as well as discuss some of the ideas to stay ahead of the ever-changing environmental regulations. So we've got a tabletop exhibit. There will be a wireless internet connection so people can show some online capabilities of some of their products, as well as any electrical connections that would be required for the exhibitors. And exhibiting companies can contact me. I'm the exhibitor chair for any other questions they may have.
Thanks. And why was Orlando chosen as the site for this event?
Well, that's a pretty good question. Really, considering what's happening right now as we speak in the Midwest, I think there's a big blizzard going through there. So I'd say I'd hate to see what really happens in January since we're just on the verge of hitting winter time. So we really chose Orlando a lot for the climate. It's the average temperature in Orlando in late January, early February is in the 60s. So it's going to be very mild. And of course, Disney World, everybody loves Disney World. The conference is actually a mile away from the entrance to Disney World. So we've got a really good location for this event.
Okay, now how about hotel or motel accommodations, Kyle?
The actual lodging is going to be right where the conference is. It's at the Ramada Gateway Plaza in Kissimmee, right next to Disney World. It's a really nice hotel. They have a rate of $55 to $65 per night. We secured a really good rate, and there's a lot of different things to do within the hotel. To make reservations for the hotel, you can go to www.ramada.com. There's a phone number as well. 1-800-272-6232. And to make reservations, you just mentioned the NASF Southeast Regional.
That sounds great, Kyle. I haven't seen a rate like that in years. Thanks for taking the time to visit with us. And we'll let you close with a reminder for the listeners about the dates and where they can get further information.
Yeah, thanks, Ted. The dates, again, are going to be January 28th through February 2nd. Again, it's in Orlando. It's going to be a beautiful time of the year. You can go on to www.aesf.org for more information, or you can call one of us, myself, Kyle, or Ken Hankinson, as one of the steering committee members at 828-245-9836. Thanks a lot, Ted. Take care.
Listeners, please write to mooney@finishing.com and offer your appraisal of these podcasts. Too long, too short, too frequent, too rare, or whatever you have to say. And please tell us what topics you would find compelling. Tune in next week for an interview with Mickey Fortune of RadTech about the upcoming UV-EV West conference and a report from the SF China exhibition by Kozima Bahanwala of Safi Industries, electroplaters and e-coders in Bangalore. Thanks for listening.